You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Ashley Winch in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, June 7th, episode 3449, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
We have a Girl Power episode to kick off your weekend. That's right. It's Ashley, me, and Jamie, and we are welcoming CEO India Wilkinson of Main Street Market, the hottest online marketplace for buying, selling horses, and finding equine services. Of course, you guys know it wouldn't be Friday without everyone's favorite segment, Really Bad Ads, all brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining me and filling in for Glenn.
Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
Oh my gosh. How are you feeling? You're like uber pregnant right now, right?
So my favorite gif recently is the girl who eats the blue, the snozzberries at Willy Wonka. I am the blueberry girl. You just have to roll me from room to room.
Oompa, loompa. Oh, so when are you due?
So it'll be Sunday the 14th of July is our induction date, which I was okay. So grateful my doctor allowed me to schedule this baby. It's been Glenn and I's like running joke about how I love lists and schedules, and I was like, of course I'm gonna schedule this baby. Like, it's a
beautiful
thing.
So you're not
thing.
Just gonna like have the like what happened to me, which is like I just peed my pants. Oh wait, no. My water broke. So you're not going to go through that whole exciting adventure.
We hope
like,
not.
Let's get it done.
Yeah. Like, So it's Sunday the 14th at 4 p.m. Like, I bought tickets to fly my mom out so she can take care of the dogs. Like, I'm going to go get like a nice big lunch beforehand. Like, I'm hoping and manifesting it's all just going to be very chill. And that's all we can hope for, you know?
So here's the deal. as a horse trainer and studying with Monty Roberts, one of Monty's favorite sayings is have a plan.
Yes.
Don't fall in love with it.
That's perfect. And
don't
that's,
fall in love with it. And we'll see how this happens. So
my birth plan is very, very precise. I'm not even going to print it out. No, I'm totally kidding. It's just I'm showing up at the hospital. I'll be like, can you give me drugs now? Thank you.
Well, I remember what it is, because a birth plan is like a thing new moms do, and you like write all these things that you want.
Aggressive.
And I remember, I walked in and they were like, okay, what's your birth plan? And I was like, you.
Yes,
you're my birth
exactly.
plan. Like,
that's why I'm here.
You do this all the time. This is my first time. Why would I tell you what to do?
That's like, exactly how I feel.
Yeah, you handle it. Like, somebody else handle it. But that's funny you could get it scheduled. Like, mine was just like, oh, I think I'm having a baby now.
Oh, my. See, and like that, I am breaking out in sweat thinking about that. Like,
well, I mean, like all horse girls, my water broke and I was like, I have to feed. So Chad's like, I can't believe my wife is like out there throwing hay.
That's amazing.
I was like, the farm sitter doesn't come till 10 to eat breakfast. Yeah. So that's have a plan. Don't fall in love with it, but I wish you the best of luck.
Friend. Oh gosh. Thank you. I will take all of the luck and positive vibes. I can. Everything's pretty much ready. I mean, the nursery's done. We have diapers, laundry's done. Like, I'm as prepared as I can be as a true Girl Scout. And now we just wait and get rolled everywhere.
just eat a teaspoon at a time and don't poop. So, like, it's fun. You're in the fun part. Sorry, TMI, everybody. Okay, let's go to Daily Winnie's.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
For my Daily Winnie, we have the auditor birthdays. Happy, happy birthday to Kayla Perry, Gina Moronek, Spirit Brooks, what a fabulous name. I hope you're a country singer, because if not, you should be. Kelly Kurtick, and Laura Berry. Happy birthday.
That's what I told Glenn. I'm like, you just say it like you mean it.
Yeah.
Just own it.
That's it. Just fully commit.
Well, my Daily Winnie is, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. I am so excited. Happy, happy, happy 50th wedding anniversary to Ruth and Mac McCormick tomorrow. 50 years. That's is so awesome.
I can't even get my brain around that. 50 years together. That's incredible.
And what's cool is Ruth actually messaged us about this anniversary, which means Mac, she still likes you. Like, after 50 years, she still wants to celebrate. So congratulations. That is a humongous milestone, and we're so happy for both of you. Now, I've got to tell you, I saw you post something about you. You're living in Albuquerque now.
Yes.
And your life has changed, and you're super pregnant, and you don't have any horses. But I hear you just found like the best, next best thing, which is friends with horses.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And it was just the most organic horse girl experience. My husband came home one day, and he has a new job here too. And it's a very low stress job. And he was like, oh, well, I met this girl at work. Her name's Ashley. And she actually has 4 horses. And I'm like, I was like, give me her information immediately. And he was like, oh, well, I actually didn't need to check your email. She wanted me to send you her phone number. And I'm like, be still, my heart.
Oh,
I just made my new best friend. So we've been texting like every day since. She has 4 horses. One of them is a Mustang, which we all know I'm a little partial to. She lives about 20 minutes away from me in Jimenez, I believe is how you say it. And it's just on the other side of the Sandia Mountains. Her farm backs up to a national park with hundreds of miles of trails.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. You got to pop that baby out and get back on the horse.
That's the thing. I'm like, oh, great. Now I have this just taunting me and I can't ride. It's been really hot. I was going to go out and groom, but I think maybe next week when the temperature breaks a little bit, just at least, you know, I need to get the smell, the hair, the dirt under my fingernails, just get my fix.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. That's cool. That'll be fun for you to make friends. I mean, you're living in a military lifestyle. So what are the chances that she's going to move in like a year?
Well, so she's not military. She's a government worker. So she's staying. She used to be military, but she retired, you know, at like 30 or whatever and is staying put. So we're good. And
oh, that's great.
The sweetest thing was my husband was like, oh, she has 4 horses. So that's her husband, me, and you. When are we going to the barn? I'm like, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Who are you?
Who invited you?
Might wouldn't want to go, much less want me to invite him.
Zach loves a trail ride. He loves a good trail ride. He enjoys it. But I was just like, you're not invited. Like, I don't know who you think you are.
This is girl time. This is the time that I'm going to have later on once we have a baby, that I leave the baby with you and
exactly.
I go to there.
Exactly. Yeah. Like this is daddy son bonding time. Bye.
So that's right. It's a boy. I forgot. So yes. Yeah, like he's not going to want horses anyway, if it's anything like my kid.
Well, I'm subliminally forced, like in the nursery, it's a cowboy themed nursery. We got horse bits on the wall. All of his toys are horses or teddy bears at this point. Like, I'm influencing it to happen as much as possible.
Well, I've got a pony for him.
Oh, uh-oh.
I'll have him ready by the time you're ready. Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday today. I would be very excited to tell you guys. Okay, so Taco obviously, we did the DNA results on him last week. We've had him read by a psychic. He's been to an osteopath. He's had, oh my God, he's $1 million pony. $1 million pony that was supposed to be cheap and easy for me to like train to jump and rehome. But he had a lot of baggage. And I would be proud to say after 5 months, we trotted around the arena today. Yay.
Yay. That is a big accomplishment. You know, it's a whole different story when you're undoing a lot of damage that's been put on a horse. And it's a far different experience, as you know, than just starting a horse from scratch, you know?
Oh my gosh. I'm starting a horse this week, a little Arab paint cross. And second ride, I was trotting her around the round pen yesterday. And yet, here I am 5 months later with my own pony. And I'm like, we trotted around the arena. It took 5 months to do that. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I could have made him.
Sure.
Okay? Like, right. Again, the whole concept is cause the horse to want to do it. Right. So like now I've got him happily trotting around the arena, or at least we did today. So it's definitely been a challenge, but I was so proud of my little Taco Tuesday. He was so good. And so I posted the video on my, it's not impressive. It's a pony trotting circles. Like,
huge. Our listeners who've been watching and been a part of this journey, I mean, he looks like a different horse to me from when you first got him. He's more relaxed through his body. He doesn't look like, he was put together with 100 different parts. He looks like a whole himself pony now. And
well, according to his DNA, he was put together by 100 different parts. I mean, I wonder how many times the Edelon woman has said, wow, this is a lot. Like, she was like, this is a lot. Like, what do you have? I'm like, I don't know. That's why I called you.
He's very rare and expensive.
I mean, obviously he's very fancy. Yes. Like, he's purpose bred. Pretty much, I think he was just born on an Indian reservation. And that's the way that his existence has been, you know. But whatever, it's fine. He's really cute. And it is she did tell me something interesting, which I thought was really cool. And again, I don't know if you listened to the segment, but the most exciting thing to me was he's a buckskin Tobiano. I thought he was just brown and white when I got him, and he kept like lightening up.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's actually with some good nutrition, like his proper hair is coming out, and he's so cute. And he's like buckskin Tobiano with like a white mane and a black tail. And he's so cute. And I just love it. And it's so, what's really funny is that the horses that I own, I have two buckskins.
Oh, that's right.
And two grays. And now I have a gray buckskin. Yeah. Like, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Well, so, you know, it says a lot about you and your training, Jamie. And just, I don't know, from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you, because it's always just so nice and refreshing to see people doing right by the horse, because we all know it doesn't always happen that way.
Thanks. Yeah, that's why I'm holding on to him, because I want to just make him right. Like, when you accept him into your home, you accept him as a responsibility. And I feel like his life is my responsibility now, because I got myself into this mess. I'm going to get myself out of this mess. But you know, yeah, I'm like, why am I so excited? I trotted my pony around the arena like twice. Like,
it's a win. And we love a win on a Friday.
Well, there you go. There's our win. Well, hey, speaking of a win, no one knows your horse's thoughts, emotions, and moods as well as you. Just as in touch as you are with their personality, Sentinel's expert nutritionists are in tune with their dietary needs, with feeds in the form of extruded nuggets to provide exceptional nutrition and formulas made for every stage of life and activity level. Sentinel's wide choice of carefully crafted feeds makes it easy to find the perfect fit to better your horse's health. Learn more at feedsentinel.com/horseradio network. That's feedsentinel.com/horseradio network.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and get India on the phone after a word from our title sponsor, KPP.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Joining us now is CEO India Wilkinson from Main Street Market. Main Street Market is a marketing platform for equestrians to market their sales horses and showcase their equine services. The goal of Main Street Market is to streamline the search process for sales horses and equine services through their website, and they even have an app. So, India, thank you so much for joining us today. As we were talking before we hit record, I let you know that we had found Main Street Market from one of our auditors, and they're very excited for you to come on the show today. And I had to ask one of their questions. They wrote that you have an amazing origin story. And so I was hoping you could walk us through what brought you to being the CEO, because it's a Girl Power Friday episode of Main Street Market.
Oh, I love that. I love to share this story, and really because I hope to inspire other people just to go for their dreams, you know, just go for it. And super excited about the way that you found us, because that's really how we've grown so much, is by word of mouth. So in my background is marketing. I've got a very strong background in corporate marketing, brand marketing. I've had my own equestrian marketing company for the last 10 years, focusing on sponsorships and helping events and riders with their sponsorships. I'm always in the background, you know, always, you know, not, I don't have a big company that's out there that promotes this, but that's really my background. Mm-hmm. And so And then of course, like all of the listeners, I've ridden my whole life, the whole thing. So in my personal quest for a horse, my background is eventing. And then about 4 years ago, I went into straight dressage and decided that I wanted to go for my medals. And in my personal journey, I was so frustrated with trying to find a horse. Mm. You know, if I posted about this specific horse, I would get 55 random horses that didn't meet my specs at all, you know, and having to go through all of those. And I think, you know, it's something that's just what we've always done since social media became the route for people to look for horses and to sell horses. But it's very frustrating, you know. Private messenger will block things, mm-hmm. Messages go into filters, and then you finally do get in touch with somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, that horse sold 3 months ago. And so it was a very, very frustrating process for myself and my trainer.
You're describing that for like that's what everybody deals with. Like, I mean, right? It's insane.
It's insane. And then with the algorithms, you know, people having to go in and boost their posts, and it's all over the board. So we did finally track down this perfect horse and live in Atlanta, and the horse was in Ocala. So we decided that I would go try the horse first. And then if everything went well, we'd go back with my trainer. So I, go on this trip, 5.5 hour drive, and I'm so excited to finally, I just know this is the horse. It's the horse on paper. You know, it's perfect. It's exactly what I wanted. I get to the farm, lovely owner, lovely farm. And I sit on the horse and I knew immediately, I was like, this is not my horse. I just knew it. Mm-hmm. I was so disappointed. And got back in the car, and as I'm driving out to get back on 75, I pulled in the Publix parking lot, and I was like, this is crazy. I have this budget, you know, I have got a good budget. I provide great homes for my horses. Like, sellers would want their horses to come to me, and I can't find them, and I'm here. And all I could think of was, like, if I were looking for a house, I could go on my phone, and I could pull up an app, and I could see all of the available homes in the area very easily. You know, they're right there on the map where I can search by filter. And I thought, there's just got to be a better way to do this. And, you know, there's that saying, like, necessity breeds invention. And for me, it was frustration breeds invention. I was like, you know, like, this has to happen, because I knew, I mean, I, it's something that we commonly all talk about, you know, is like, it's so frustrating. Horse shopping is so frustrating, trying to find the horse. And so I downloaded some podcasts and I downloaded a book and I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to create an app. Now I have zero tech background, zero. And I don't like technology. I'm not a technology driven type person. And but I'm a marketing person, so I need the product to work and then I can market it. So that was the biggest thing. I was like, I don't even know how to get started. I have no idea how to get started. But I started listening. I had 5.5 hours to drive back and I listened to these podcasts and this book and I got home and, you know, I was like that like kid at Christmas. I was like, I have this idea. I was telling my husband, I was like, I'm going to create this app. And he's just looking at me like, what happened? You know, like, what happened on this trip? And I've shared with him what I, you know, what I wanted to do. And
basically you just need a damn horse,
right?
But because you didn't have a horse, you got to, your brain started turning and you know, it created this.
Exactly. So we started, you know, we just started down the journey and started asking people, and I'm definitely not a shy person. I just started putting out there. I'm like, you know, how do I find an app developer? We started interviewing and kind of just started down that road. And I started writing down how I envisioned this. I definitely built, you know, when I say built, like I created the design for the app and the functionality, but we hired a developer. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I always share with people. I'm like, you know, you do not have to have those talents. You can hire someone for everything. And, you know, I didn't even waste my time in trying to learn, you know, how to do all of that. So we went down that, you know, started down that journey and then COVID hit and we had to decide if we were going to continue. We had just put down a fairly large deposit with our developer and we had to make a decision. Either we were going to lose that deposit and pull back. And this is in probably April of 2020 when everything was hitting. And we decided to go for it. We had no idea what the outcome would be, but we decided to use that time to really invest and work on the development of the app. And it ended up working in our favor because people were more than likely to purchase off video and they were more likely to look at, you know, things more online. So
it's actually a great time to do it. Yeah. I mean, because that's when people started going crazy, buying horses sight unseen. Like, I mean,
exactly. Yeah. So then we launched in May of 2021 and we are now 3 years old. So, it's been just an incredible journey of just, you know, being so, it's so personal to me. I love this app and I love the people that I've met through it. But yeah, that's the beginning of our journey.
I love that. And before I go asking more questions about Main Street Market, I need to know if you found your horse.
Yeah, right.
I did find my horse. And it was so funny. It was actually not through any of this because I actually found him during COVID. I had met this wonderful woman who we've become such good friends, but I met her. I was at regional championships with my horse that couldn't go above second level. And we became incredible friends. And then I saw her in Wellington and she had an upper level schoolmaster that she was trying to find the perfect owner that wanted to do the lower levels up to their bronze. So I did end up earning my bronze with him and so it did work out. Yes. Yay.
Oh, well that, you know, business is great and all, but we had to make sure we got the horse story in here.
Exactly. Oh, and yeah, try building your app while you're going through your bronze.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine. Or building an app while you're hunting for a horse to buy like that. Yeah. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah. But yeah, it was an interesting journey. Yeah. Doing both at the same time. So
I love the way that you explained, you know, pulling into the parking lot at Publix. And because now that you've said that, I do kind of get a Zillow vibe from the website. Yeah. Like I can go in by region and see the horses that are there. What, in addition to like the Zillow-ness of it, what makes Main Street Market different from other equine marketplaces?
Oh, that's a really good question. And that was, Zillow was definitely the inspiration for sure. I wanted to just, like I said, you know, building this, I built it really on my preferences as an, you know, I call myself a professional amateur. I am very, you know, I love my goals. I love to go after my goals. I'm serious about them, not in a, you know, like I don't have any fun, but I was very frustrated by some of the other marketplaces, and I'm so happy that they exist because they definitely paved the way. And, but I wanted it to be so simple, and ours is very simple. I'm not trying to be Walmart. You know, I'm not trying to cater to everybody and do everything at the same time. I wanted it to be very simple, and that is exactly what we are. And I think that's what makes people so happy, because when you pull up the app, you can immediately see all of the horses on the map. And just visually, you know, as equestrians, we love to see all the pretty ponies. And but then you can go in and you can be very specific by filter, and then you can see the horses on the map. You can pull them up by the list. So that part of it, we will always stay very simple and uncomplicated. I think that the user really wants that. We're trying to solve that problem of streamlining the horse search, and for the seller to, you know, have a very simple way of promoting their horses. So that's the first thing that really sets us apart. You won't go on the website or the app and see all of these, you know, go here for this or go here for this. I mean, we are in horse sales, equine services, and we recently just started tack boots and equine equipment. So that's the newest feature, but still as a marketplace. So it's just very simple listings. You put in what you're looking for, and we're going to just keep it, you know, keep it that way. So the second thing that really sets us apart is, with my marketing background, I really love to help sellers finesse their ads. I get a lot of hot mess ads, and I love your feature with the bad, you know, sales ads. But I'm always very kind, like, hey, would you like some help? I see some things that I could help you with. I personally see every single horse that's listed. I get a notification. I go over each one. I personally reach out to the seller to let them know, like, hey, I'm here if you have any questions or need anything. And would you, if I see one that might need a little tweaking? Yeah. So I just go in, you know, and ask them if I can help them and polish it. And they're so grateful, you know, because a lot of times sellers speak in their description as if they're talking just to a friend, and they'll add these funny things and they use like first person, you know, and that's really distracting when you're a buyer. You really want something that's very direct and succinct, and the qualities of
that's
the horse.
So true.
That, yeah. How funny, you know, like someone gives this candid story and they don't want that, you know, they're on the hunt for that perfect horse, and they don't want to weed through all of those candid things. So, I would say 90% of the people that I reach out to and just kindly say, hey, would you like me to help you polish this up? And sure. And then they love that, you know, and we've seen some big changes in inquiries after I do, you know, after they kind of allow me to come in and do that. I think the third thing that really sets us apart, I'm very active on social media. I understand the algorithms. You know, that's part of my background in marketing. And so all of the horses are shared on Main Street Market social media. We've grown to about 12,000 followers and growing all the time. So they're all shared on Main Street Market. And then when time allows, I also go through and list and share those horses on other equestrian pages on behalf of the owner or the seller. And then those horses are always promoted on our Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is one of the best places to promote horses because nobody else is doing it. So we get a ton of, you know, a lot of visibility and LinkedIn. So that's something that I do every single day. Horses are promoted, and then the sellers can go do their thing. You know, I mean, my goal is to get more eyes on more horses, and specifically outside of the seller's current network, because when a seller is constantly putting horses, especially trainers that have a lot of horses, and they're putting them on the same Facebook pages, and they're not reaching they're not reaching different networks. So that's what I have to teach the team. But that's what I really try to focus on, is really truly helping those sellers get outside of their current networks and getting more eyes on those horses.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, since finding you a few weeks ago, it has been such a welcome change to my LinkedIn to see pretty ponies versus tech bros talking about all their crap. So thank you for breaking up the monotony of my LinkedIn. As a business, how does Main Street Market turn profit? Is there a fee to list that the seller pays? Is there a percent of the sale? How does the business side work there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yes, and the business part of it is also very simple. So we have two options right now. We're adding a third and on July 1st, which I'm very, very excited about. So, and just, I think this is also, it's really important for me as a business owner and being a part of the equestrian community. I wanted also the business part of it to be extremely simple. So we have no contracts and no commissions. So when one thing that really, and again, because this, you know, is I am the creator and I can kind of cater to how I like things, but it used to drive me crazy when some of these sites would be, you know, they would say, if you list your horse with us for 6 months, you know, we'll give you this special offer. And I'm like, no one wants their horse on these marketplaces for 6 months.
Right.
You know, like I want their horse to sell as quickly as possible. So, our basic offering is $8.99. You know, and I always say, like, for a fancy cup of coffee, give that up for one day and you can have 1 month of marketing on Main Street and you get all of those promotions. You get the, for $8.99, you get the pin on the map and you get, it's also, you can start, you know, it shows up in the list, shows up in the filters. They get three exposures on our website, on the app, you know, the iPhone app, and then Google Play. So App Store and Google Play.
$8.99 for all of that?
Yes, I have. $8.99. And that's, I wanted to keep it, I want this to be so robust, you know, that, you know, we've got so many horses on there and equine services, and I want it to be affordable. I want it to be something that, it is, you know, a no-brainer to list your horse for $8.99 a month.
That's amazing.
Basic offering.
So real quick, because I mean, I've sold horses and it's $25 a month on another popular website. And I'm like, man, I hope he sells quick because like it's cutting into my profits. So that is huge. I love the map setup. So you open up the map, you can click on whatever the little pin is and it tells you exactly. It's very easy to navigate. How do you make sure that people aren't scams? That's a big thing with like the Facebook stuff.
That's a great question. So let me just finish this part of it. And because I do want to address that. We actually do have a premium offering that's $24.99. Those get so much more. They get everything that basic gets. Then they get a rotating ad on our website that scrolls up and down as people are searching. But then they also get featured in my newsletter that goes out to over 5,000 equestrians 2 times a month. And we have an open rate of 48 to 53%, which is almost triple the industry average. So those horses get a lot more. So like you said, on one of the other marketplaces for the $25, you really don't get much, but I offer that premium. And then in July 1st, we're going to offer $39.99 and you get unlimited listings. So for the trainers that have a ton of horses coming in and out, they're going to have unlimited listings and they also can have unlimited listings of their tack, boots, and equipment. So that's
awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. So, okay. The scammers. Oh my gosh. Like, don't we all wish they would just go away? I mean, it's really frustrating for all of us. And so I never thought they would find Main Street. You know, like, how did they find us? And at first we had someone doing was coming in and messaging our sellers and, you know, as if they wanted to buy the horse. And I don't even understand how that whole scam works. I just never even took the time, but it was making me crazy that our sellers were having to deal with this. And I have the most amazing sellers on Main Street. And I just reached out. I'm like, you know, they would let me know. And they were like, we deal with this all the time, you know, through Facebook and other pages. I'm like, well, it's not going to happen on Main Street. Like, we're going to figure this out. And so I kind of had to dig deep on how this was all happening. So at the time we allowed, all of the information was public because it also frustrated me when I had to go through a huge process or message within the apps. And, you know, it's just, those are all time consuming things. And I didn't want to have to do that, but I understand now why other websites do that because it does prohibit. So we went to the model where you have to create a free account in order to get the seller's contact information. You can see everything about the horse, but you cannot contact them. So that helped. And it also, actually, it eliminated, like, we've only had this happen one time with the scammer. And it was the same message and the same phone number and the same everything. So we were able to, at the time, we didn't have the ability to block IP addresses, which now we do. And so we created that, you know, that one gate, you know, trying to stop people from being able to contact our scammer or our sellers, scammers, to be able to contact them. So that helped a lot. And then I get notifications every single time someone creates an account. I get a notification and we run that through. My developer runs it through some software to make sure it's a legitimate address, phone number. And then I know this sounds a little bit far, but then I also try to find them on social media just to see if they're a legit person. It doesn't always work. But then we took it to the third step, that if we do have somebody that is even that does register with us, that I think, you know, we actually had someone register from Dubai. I'm like, well, we don't sell there. There's really no reason. So we block them. We can block that IP address. So we've invested and taken a lot of measures to eliminate that as much as we can for Main Street. So far, so good. Knock wood.
That is incredible. And I appreciate a girl who does their detective work, because we need it. And, you know, it is such a waste of time, especially when folks get their hopes up, you know, oh, this is my dream horse and it's all just a scam. India, I am so excited that you joined us today to enlighten our listeners about Main Street Market. This has been so much fun to learn more about you. And I love that your story came out of necessity in a Publix parking lot, where most magic happens, frankly.
Thanks. This is a great service. We really appreciate you coming on. We're running out of time, but we'd love to have you back on to update it as it goes along. And I hope it gets super huge, and I hope you take over the world.
Well, thank you. That's our goal. That's absolutely our goal. One horse at a time. Yeah. So I'd love for, you know, to be able to, like I said, inspire somebody. There's people have so many ideas about companies and products, and just know, like I did, you know, I just crossed that line. I just decided to go for it. And I hope, you know, I hope this does inspire other people to do the same.
And if not, at least they get a horse out of it. I mean, everybody wins.
Yeah. Or come stop. Yeah. I mean, and that's free to download the app. And, you know, people do love to just come on there and just see all the amazing horses. We have horses from all disciplines, you know, mostly in the sport horse world, but we have crossed over into the Western world with horses that are amateur friendly and that can cross over into other disciplines. So we are really excited about the incredible growth that's happening. So thank you so much for having me on today. I loved meeting y'all, quote unquote, meeting y'all. So thank you.
As horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can quickly add up, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you that financial peace of mind. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card, and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit. It's your card for a lifetime of care, subject to credit approval. To learn more today, visit carecredit.com/vetmed.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, and prizes are provided by horselovers.com, home to over 120,000 horse products for you, your horse, and your barn. Yes, there are prizes, because if you submit a really bad ad that you happen to see to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, then you are listed for the prizes. Now, we don't always get to all of them, and I'll give you the names of those. We had so many submissions this week. You guys were awesome. But the prizes right now, the first one is the Back on Track Aurora Impact Half Pad. It combines shock absorption with the Weltex technology that Back on Track is known for. It's an awesome half pad, lightweight material, molds to the horse's back, and it has the Weltex lining to help enhance blood circulation and muscle support. What's also on the line, Ashley?
We have Gatsby Cool Mesh Fly Sheet with a neck cover valued at $80. And this cool lightweight mesh fly rug does a great job of providing the horse with an effective barrier to flies and bugs while still allowing airflow, which is so important in the summer. The very lightweight material and reflective fabric guards against sun bleaching, and the improved neck design and lining to chest helps prevent rubbing. Further features include the blanket set front fastenings, adjustable belly flap so you don't get itchy scratches on your tummy, and a tail flap.
Perfect. Well, also submitted that we won't get to, Melissa, Tracy, Jay, Holly, Allie, Margaret, Carrie, Jade, Elwood Farm, and Olivia. You guys are all in the running for the prizes. This first one that we're going to read comes from Andrew, and Andrew found this one, and I'm assuming it's because this is what everybody wants. Okay. This is what everybody wants. Good luck. This is an ad from the Facebook page. OTTB is looking for second careers. ISO, tall, gray, young, well broke, good broke, they said, cheap thoroughbred to give a forever home for trail riding pleasure parades. Yeah, everybody wants a tall, young, sound, good, well-trained thoroughbred for cheap. Good luck with that, buddy. Good luck.
And next up, we have Jolene. Oh my gosh, named after my dog. I love it already.
I you have mean your dog is named after her. It's fine, whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Pregnancy brain. I'm just using it all the time for everything now. It's like the one silver lining I have. So I have a 5-year-old mare. I'm looking to rehome. I've put about six.
No, stop. There's no punctuation system.
Oh, shoot. You're right. I need to start over.
You're giving him too much credit.
Okay. This is one sentence, really. Okay.
No punctuation, no capitalization, no like apostrophes, nothing. Go for it.
I have a 5-year-old mare I'm looking to rehome. I've put about 6 rides on her. Super cowie. She bucks a little at first and super timid with new people. I've put a lot into her. We are still working on feet, but she needs them done. She's a pain when it comes to loading up into trailer, so bring help, but rides fine and unloads fine. Kerrville, Texas. I don't know what this means. I guess it could be anything from $1,000 to $9,999.
Yeah, XXXX. That's fun. Super Cali, she only bucks a little bit, like it's right at first.
Just, and then it's fine.
Then you can't catch her, and she won't load in the trailer. But other than that, yeah, it's fine. Bring your friends. This next one comes from Julia, and this is just random. Somebody posted this on some sort of equine Facebook page. Anybody, all caps, or like big print, anybody know how to get a hold of a farrier that goes by Hogfoot? What? Is the farrier's name Hogfoot, or is that like a town?
Or does he only farrier for pigs?
I didn't even think about that. Oh my God, it's like a pig farrier in the town called Hogfoot, or the guy's name is Hogfoot. There's so many choices. It's like it's a bad ad. Weird.
That's all it is. We don't know anything else. Oh, man. From Beverly, we have a Facebook ad, it looks like. 6-year-old stallion, never been touched, had him month and half. He's big boy and is great. He does not trust anyone. I have been earning him been doing well. He's foundered before we got him, and his hooves have never been done before we got him. They were long and curled. He's been done. I'm looking to sell him to someone experienced. This horse will be a big money horse one day for the right person. He's about 15'2 and 1,100 pounds. Big boy. Thick, thick, thick. So...
Breaking it down.
He's a stallion.
A wild,
thank God,
6-year-old Appaloosa. In the picture, he's an Appaloosa. And by the way, the photo that they've taken, he is lifting his tail mid-poop.
Yes.
Like, he is mid-poop. Say, so an untouched stallion. But he does have a halter on, so you can at least, you know, if it's a rope over his neck or nothing. Oh, my God. What a train wreck. Edna sent this one in, and what's funny, Edna, is this is the exact horse trailer that Taco Tuesday arrived in.
Oh my gosh!
Horse trailer, $150. This is old three horse trailer, single axle, need lot of work, space, exclamation point, lowercase, but if you can fix, is yours. Make an offer or trade for goats or chickens.
Wow, what a deal.
It's basically just like a chariot type trailer, but there's just big bars on the top. There's no roof. And Taco showed up in one of those. I took pictures of it as they were pulling in because I was like, oh my God. And it was like 12 degrees outside, and he is like in a trailer with no sides. And they had propped up what is it? Chain link fence.
Oh my gosh.
To squish him in there. And so he basically was standing in a convertible.
Oh, that gives me anxiety.
There wasn't even walls with chain link fence. And I was like, if he's not dead now, he's going to be a good one. Like, that's all I could think. Oh boy.
You'd get tetanus just from looking at this trailer.
Yeah, pretty much. Hepatitis, tetanus, all the things.
All the things. And from Savannah, we have what looks like an ad for multiple horses. I have three horses, one 1-year stud coat. I have two mayors, spelled like the mayor of a town, one gilding. They are all kid broke with a little groundwork. Won't take much to get them back in the groove of things and easily caught. The two bays are 10 to 12 years old. The black mayor, not sure of age, PM me for more information. And these horses are in a field with, is that a car behind them and a couch maybe?
This is a disaster, but I want you to listen to this. I have three horses, one 1-year-old stud coat, two mayors, and one gelding.
Oh, geez. The math isn't mathing.
Oh my God. No soul. You can't have any soul. Faye sent the next one in. Eastern NC trail horse eyeball emoji. What y'all got? No, I'm not sending a deposit. No, I don't want your retired barrel horse you blew up. And I don't want the horse you bought at the sale last month that bucked you off.
Me neither.
Oh. Oh, that's an ad. I mean, that just invites people to be friends with you. I mean, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. That's definitely the person you want to go get dinner and drinks with right there.
Yeah, right?
For sure. From Beth, we have good riding horse, $2,500. Boston is a 12-year-old sorrel gelding. With my new job, I don't have time for them anymore. Good with feet, loads up in stock trailer. Wonderful two horse, not so much unless it's tall. This is my son's horse, so only to a good home, mostly used for trail riding, but I have gathered the pasture with him.
Oh my God, what is it with the theme of no punctuation?
Listen,
today?
As a pregnant girl, I am already out of breath. Oh, like uh-huh. Just sitting here, these are so hard for me to get through.
I really want to say you're kind of failing because that should have all been in one sentence, but I'm going to let it slide considering you have a giant human pressing up against your lungs. Kate sent, oh my God.
Oh no, this is a great typo.
You should do this one. Okay. Kate sent this one in. I'm assuming this is a Craigslist ad. Okay. This is the title. Seven, your Regis turd QH quilting to good home, !! The letter B, the number 4, end of month, !! For days. Perfect horse, any, the number 1, can ride, !! For days. Okay, that's just the title. Great horse needs experienced rider. Absolutely no kids. Has an old leg injury that only affects his riding backwards. Can ride the four seasons.
Okay.
What? Trucks and trailers. Softly is Spiekel. Kind of horse is a pure loaf of bread. Bread, and I think I have purrs. !! If you prefer to try first, email me and we can work a time, the number 4, the letter U, to come by. If not, bring trailer and cash. I take 50s or 20s.
This is amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Years of experience.
That was incredible. What a ride.
I don't even know what they just sold, but you can't ride backwards. So
and she only takes 50s or 20s. So don't show up with a sack of pennies.
I don't want a turd quilting. There you go.
Okay. And finally, from Helen, we have a concise one punctuation mark ad. Trail horse, $800, 10-year-old, black mare, trail horse. We have rode this mare around the house and following other horses on the trail.
It starts out like a haiku.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck, everybody who's selling these so lovely horses. Y'all should go to Main Street Market and see what you come up with there. Ashley, thank you so much for hosting with me. I got to dip out of here and do some things, and you go take a nap. It's going to be one of the last times you can. So enjoy that.
That's all I have on the schedule for the next 4 weeks is just sleeping and eating. I will be a turkey by the time this baby comes.
I love it. I love it. Well, everybody have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, and geld.